Good morning, everyone. This is Chris Pacheco. I'm your host of the Flip, Invest, and Retire show with Tom Garcia. We're recording live from Coldwell Banker Alliance Realty in the city of Whittier. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm good. So we were talking yesterday. So I'm currently in a position where I'm looking for an investment property, right? And you know, sometimes the numbers, you look at it more expensive, higher rent, but that is not necessarily how it works. You know, a lower rent somewhere else might get you percentage-wise more of value per dollar on rent. So today, Tom's going to talk about that a little bit. So Tom, take it away.
So like in your situation, Chris, again, it all depends on the buyer. Because most buyers, what they're looking for is to create passive income and wealth and legacy, obviously, for you and your family. And so the way I look at things is, you do study on the market, and the markets locally, like at LA area, compared to Riverside County, is so much different, because you can buy double the house in Riverside and collect very good income compared to LA. LA properties, you pay almost double compared to Riverside. And again, the income is not really there for LA area. So you will not be getting cash flow. You can buy property in LA, but I think it's mostly for people that need tax write-off. So in this sense, for yourself, like if your first time investment, you want to do it on a place where it actually return you a good investment on your investment.
Okay.
So you want a good return on your cash.
So and there's I don't know if you touched on it already, you might have, there's only a certain amount that you can actually charge rent in a certain location, is that correct?
That is correct. I mean, there's a cap that you can only go so much. Let's say, for example, in LA area, for $500,000 home, you can only charge $2,300 to $2,500 in rent.
Okay.
So that itself, if you went in with a 20% down on a property, you will not even cover your expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So let alone make some cash flow. There's no cash flow there.
Okay. And then you were saying also, you know, with the price of like a 900,000 property, you can obviously get two properties and at a 450,000 rate. Which would end up getting you more rent for the same price, correct?
Correct. $900,000 property in LA area, when we're talking about Whittier, this property will generate about $3,700 in a month in rent. So then the same $900,000 property in Riverside will get you about $4,800 in rent.
Okay.
Which really makes more sense for first-time investors that can really see the cash flow and have enough money to even for any inconvenience that you might have, such as, you know, sometimes you get vacancies. And it is a big investment, so therefore you really need to keep money on the side for any of those things that eventually happens.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom, for all your insight. And if you have any questions, if you're looking at this on Instagram, if you're looking at this on Facebook, or if you're getting a direct text message, please feel free to reach out to Tom. Tom, thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you for listening. This is Chris Pacheco from the Flip, Invest, and Retire show with Tom Garcia, recording live from Coldwell Banker Alliance Realty in the city of Whittier. Thanks for joining us.